Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. Hello, everyone. This is Madeline Gerwick, and thanks to the Dr. Pat Show and the Transformation Talk Radio Network, I'm with you each week at this time on Fridays. I'm a certified astrologer and the author of the Good Timing Guide, which provides you good timing for all your activities. I'm also the co-author of the Complete Idiot's Guide to Astrology. My degree is in economics, and I specialize in business, economic, and personal astrology. And I also help people achieve prosperity in all areas of their lives. Now, on this show each week, we discuss tools and ideas that you can use to work in harmony with the universe and increase your prosperity. Today, I have a special guest, futurist John L. Peterson. And our topic will be 2012, the world's biggest shift, and what to do about it. Now, next Friday on August 10th, my show will be an encore from last summer of Wake Up Laughing, Wise Up Loving with Steve Behrman, also known as Swami Beyond Ananda. And the following Friday, on August 17th, we'll have an encore of Calling All Lemurians, Time to Tone with Dr. Todd Ovakaitis. And just a quick note that Dr. Todd will be in Seattle September 8th and 9th to teach his pineal toning for longevity and preparation for the Lemurian Choir on December 21st of this year. And you can learn more about that by going to www.lemurianchoir.com. That's L-E-M-U-R-I-A-N-C-H-O-I-R.com. And I also want to remind listeners that there will not be a What's Up in the Heavens again until probably August 24th. There won't be a written What's Up in the Heaven either. I'm away clearing out my mother's home and preparing to sell it, so I'm interviewing guests during this period. And if you need to know about the cycles while I'm gone, you can go to my site at askmadeline.com to order my Good Timing newsletters. You'll get all the cycles well in advance. And my site, again, is askmadeline.com. Now, before I introduce my guest, I want to remind you of a new program for those of you who want to thrive. Now, this program is Take an Energy Inventory for Prosperity. Your energy is the foundation of your prosperity. And once you're aware of what strengthens and depletes your energy, you can make daily choices that increase your prosperity. So participate in the 6-week energy inventory to learn which aspects of your daily life enhance your energy and prosperity. You'll also discover what pushes it away. A weekly checklist for monitoring the theme of the week will be provided. Now, this program has a 26% early bird discount when you register between now and August 17th. However, if you register today, Friday, August 3rd, you'll get two special bonuses. The first one is a free MP3 of How to Use the Good Timing Guide, a 2-hour class that fully describes how to use the guide. And the second bonus is a $15 discount on Peg Donahue's recent Deep Ancestral Patterns release. So you can release old family patterns that negatively impact your prosperity. And when you register for the Take an Energy Inventory program today, you'll be able to purchase Peg's Ancestral release for just $20. Now, today is the last day we're offering these two special bonuses. The Take an Energy Inventory program starts September 12th and lasts for 6 Wednesdays through October 17th, and we also offer a 3-payment plan. Now, to learn more or to register, go to my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. Or you can call us toll-free at 877-524-8300. That number again is 877-524-8300. Now, today I want to introduce my guest, who is futurist John L. Peterson. And John has been president and founder of the Arlington Institute, which is a future-oriented research institute located in West Virginia near Washington, D.C. Now, John Peterson is the editor and publisher of the internationally acclaimed e-newsletter, Future Edition, and he's written three books. He travels extensively, addressing many kinds of audiences about a variety of subjects related to the future. And his website is arlingtoninstitute.org. Welcome to the show, John. I'm so glad to have you here.
Well, it's nice to be with you, Madeline.
My first question to you, because you have such an unusual job, is how did you end up becoming a futurist?
Oh, it's kind of a long and circuitous thing, as a matter of fact. I was an entrepreneur and was involved in business and started a number of businesses and such, and then got involved in politics and got involved in presidential politics and worked in the White House for a little while. And then when my presidential candidate, the second of the three of them that I worked with, lost in the late 80s, I decided I would come to Washington, D.C. and try to work with the leadership of the military to try to help them redefine the whole notion of national security. And that necessarily requires you to look out at the future and what's coming and how, what the implications might be. And literally one day somebody said to me, "Oh, you're a futurist." And I said, "Oh, I had never thought of that before." And then I started to look more into the whole discipline and the profession, and certainly became immersed in that in the time since then.
That is absolutely fascinating. I find it amazing how people get to their positions, and that certainly, it sounds like you took every step of the way, you know, kept leading you to it. Now, we're talking today about the big shift for 2012. So tell us what's happening in 2012 and why is it such a big shift?
Well, 2012 happens to be kind of the peak of what many sources, number of sources say is about a 35, 36 year kind of a transition from one era to another one. And it manifests itself in a couple of different ways. And you can kind of look at it in the kind of conventional terms and unconventional terms. One of the things that got me into this business, or at least got me to this point of view, was the notion and the fact that all of these different kind of sources, trends, and these different vectors were all converging at the same time. And for me, at least, and I'm an engineer by education, that doesn't sound like coincidence. It sounds like there's something deeper and more organized and directional in the works here. And, you know, it started back when, part of the time when I was in the White House had passed then, where I was looking and it was clear that you could see amazing kind of technological kind of changes, exponential things that were coming downstream, and there were environmental issues that were accelerating, and that was back in the 80s again, and you could, in the early 90s, but you could kind of look out in the horizon and you could see that this stuff was coming, and you could clearly see that there were big attitudinal and value kind of shifts that were happening. You could watch the emergence of the internet and what it was coming to be, and I early on started talking about the fact that there was a global brain, a global neural system that was emerging. You could see the beginning of shortages in petroleum and what since then has become known as peak oil, and the likelihood that that would drive us into other kind of spaces. And then you could see the whole emergence of the idea of climate change, and that had the potential of being an unusual kind of shift that nobody had ever seen before, and certainly no one that's alive had ever seen before. And
right.
You could see the financial system, and you could even very conventional analysts were saying the U.S. economy could not sustain, and the budgets and such are unsustainable in the present kind of configuration. That the cost of Medicaid alone would just to cover those costs in another 10 or 15 years would probably require about 85% of the whole budget of the United States and of government. And so there was just no way in the world that this was all kind of sustainable, and it was all coming together. And then at the same time, you start looking at these individual kind of converging trends. And when you look at climate change, I began to see that this was part of a larger cosmological almost set of trends, and that things were happening that no one had ever seen before and had never measured before in terms of the kind of energy that was coming out of the center of the galaxy and how that was affecting the Earth and humans. Right now, in fact, there's almost 10 times the amount of energy is coming, bathing the Earth and humans and animals and plants from the center of the cosmic energy, from the center of the galaxy, than just about 10 years ago. And when you
right, and now hold that thought, because I have a question now for our listeners. And now that you know what's going on, listeners, what can you do about it? When we come back from this very short break, futurist John L. Peterson will tell you, so stay tuned. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, and we'll be right back.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session. Or dial 415-235-2807.
Integrative Dentistry provides a broad range of holistic dental services by using healthy materials, full body understanding, and quality care. Dr. Mitch Martyr focuses on natural dentistry by combining alternative treatments with conventional procedures. He has done extensive research and continuing studies in a broad range of allied fields, including TMJ and pain treatment, orthodontics, periodontology, mercury removal, toxicology, nutrition, herbal medicine, acupuncture, massage, craniosacral, and homeopathy. Call for an appointment or free consultation at 206-367-6453. That's 206-367-6453. And visit MitchMartyrDDS.com. That's MitchMartyrDDS.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. My guest today is futurist John L. Peterson, and he's here to talk about 2012, the world's biggest shift, and what to do about it. Now, John, when we left off at the break, you were talking about this convergence of different trends that were converging together, and I want to give you a chance to finish up what you were telling us is going on with this big shift.
Well, what we were talking about was what's happening in the from the center of the galaxy and the energy coming out of the center of the galaxy, and it's certainly hitting the Earth directly, but what it's also doing is affecting all of the planets in the solar system.
Right.
And our sun in particular. And the changes, and it is the changing the sun, and the sun is doing things we haven't seen before. And one thing that it's doing is when it changes and it sends out a different amount of energy, it affects the planet, the other planets in the solar system. And so literally you're seeing climate change and huge kind of weather issues on every planet in the solar system. And,
exactly. Yeah.
And so it's not just the Earth that's having climate change. It's all the rest of the planets, and it's coming from the sun. And more than that, the changes that are on the sun and the increased amount of solar activity and solar storms affect our weather. And so there's a direct correlation between the storms and the sunspots and the coronal mass ejections on the sun and what also shows up in our weather about, 18 to 24 hours later.
Right.
What also happens is that this increased energy also causes earth changes like earthquakes and volcanoes and such. And thirdly, and most interestingly, there's now increasing indications that say that this energy from the sun is starting to affect and change the DNA and activate some now dormant strings in our DNA. And so what we're literally seeing is the birth of a new human. This is a transition. This is an evolutionary jump in the species, literally. And what we're going to get is a new human, and we're going to get a new world out of that. And this, we're right at the peak of about a 35-year period of time. And in the next 18 years or so, are going to see extraordinary kind of change in about everything about how we live.
Boy, if that isn't true, and we're already seeing, I think, a complete difference in the kids that we have now from when you and I were born.
And, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, they're completely wired, and in fact, they'd much rather talk to their phone or their computer than to another person.
Well,
so,
but their brains are wired differently, and they have
their brains are wired differently. Yes,
they can parallel process seven things at the same time. And you and I can't do that, I don't think.
Right, exactly right. Yeah, so it's completely different. Well, now, of course, the next big question is what to do about this huge shift that's occurring now and over this 36-year period. What do you tell people to do about all these changes and especially, the creation of this new human and our DNA changes and the climate and so forth?
Well, there's a number of things associated here that you need to take into consideration. By the way, there's also the magnetic field on the Earth seems to be shifting, and the magnetic poles are shifting, and that, too, affects the weather and other Earth change kind of things. And so,
well, it affects our memories, too.
it affects memories. It affects our physiology, our sleep patterns, all kinds of stuff. And so what you've got is kind of almost three different things going on here. You get physical changes like earthquakes and other kinds of things. And it's unclear. We probably don't have much time to talk about it, but there's really good indications and reason to believe that human beings and the way that we rise to the occasion and the way that we adapt to and prepare ourselves for this change influences the way the change happens. And so many sources say it's inevitable that this is going to shift, and we're all you know, there's going to be a new world that's going to come out. But the variable is, how does the shift happen? Is it smoother or is it less smooth? Is it rough or not? And that has to do with kind of the critical mass, so the number of people who are kind of preparing themselves for this. And so on one hand, you need to prepare yourself kind of spiritually, if you will. And there are a variety of lots of different people who propose different ways to do that. But the essential aspects of it seem to me to kind of congregate around a few basic kind of principles. And one of them has to do with gratitude and love. And the notion that you live in a space that is grateful for everything. In a way, what you have to do is transcend what is going on in the rest of the world, because the other systems are eroding and they're collapsing, and they are going to collapse over a period of time, and that gives you the space for the new world to emerge. But while they collapse, it's not a pretty sight. And if you watch the news at night on television, you're making a mistake, because you're giving energy to all of that, because they're trying to get you all full of fear and such. And so what you need to do is transcend. You need to fly over the top of all of this. And the clear kind of key point in every approach that seems to make any sense says that you have to have gratitude. And so what I do, for instance, is get up every morning and I just am grateful to the whole universe and to the world for all of what it provided for me. And it just changes your whole outlook on life.
It certainly does.
Yeah, another aspect of that and another approach is to also love Mother Earth. Now, that sounds like kind of a strange kind of idea, but it's in practical kind of terms, what I'm suggesting here and what other sources suggest is that what we're moving into is a space that is kind of characterized by what many people call as oneness, the notion that we're all connected to everything else, that we're all part of a larger whole. Our present world is largely defined in terms of separateness, that we are disconnected from other people and from other things. And what we need to essentially start to do is start to, not only intellectually, but also in practical and daily terms, start to get ourselves into the mindset that we're connected to each other. And in particular, connected to the consciousness of Mother Earth, who supports us all and allows us and gives us the energy to survive. There's a lot of things that are associated with that and byproducts and benefits, but that's the kind of the practical kind of aspect of how you start to change your mind. And other folks like Grunbelow Melchizedek and a number of other kind of sources say that you also engage with the sun and the consciousness of the sun, which also sustains us. And you engage both of these and give love and send love to both of them, and it starts to change, I can tell you, practically. It starts to change your whole outlook, and it changes the way you go through life. At the same time, there's a number of, you know, there are a number of other kind of ways having to do with meditation and such that you should pursue. But also there's the plain old practical things, like if you thought a big storm or a hurricane was coming, then you ought to prepare practically in some kind of way. And there very well might be some shortages and things might work in this transition in terms of how the economy works and other such things. And so there's just common sense things that if you thought there was a hurricane on the way, you'd probably get some food and water and other things and get ready and generate some independence. And that's what you need to do as well. Need to think about that. And by the way, the biggest key to that is community.
How
you get together and find other people.
Now, I'm noticing our time, and I want to make sure that people know how to find out more about what you have to offer. And I know that they can sign up for your Future Edition e-newsletter, which is free, correct?
That's correct.
Yeah, and they can do that at futureedition.com, is that correct?
It's futureedition.org, and there's
.org,
only one.
Thank you.
one E in the middle, FUTUREDITION.
Oh, very good.
.org.
And you also have the other website, ArlingtonInstitute.org?
That's correct. And that's where you can find out more about the Arlington Institute and some of the things we do.
And you have a whole set of videos about 2012, right?
We do have a couple of them, talks that I've given, long 2.5 hour long ones and more briefer 1 hour long ones, and they're available. You can find them on futureedition.org.
And I have to say, I have your long one, and I absolutely loved it. I thought it was fascinating. You covered a lot of information. Some of it I knew quite a bit of, but I was fascinated to find a futurist who was using people that I've been listening to and following for quite some time.
Yeah.
And thank you so much for joining me on the show today, John. I really, really appreciate it.
Yeah,
now,
nice
join me again next Friday, August 10th, when my show will be an encore of Wake Up Laughing, Wise Up Loving with Steve Behrman, also known as Swami Beyond Ananda. And the following week on August 17th will be an encore of Calling All Lemurians, Time to Tone with Dr. Todd Ovakaitis. And lastly, just a reminder to visit my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline. And remember, today is the last day to get those special bonuses when you sign up for Take an Energy Inventory for Prosperity. And stay tuned next for Dr. Pat. This is Madeline Gerwick bringing you Cosmic Connections with Madeline. And until next time, I'm wishing you good timing for success and the joy to create prosperity.
Ugh. Aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great, we should spread the word.
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hey everyone, you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Don't touch that dial. We'll be beginning a brand new show at the top of the hour with one of our amazing hosts, Transformation Talk Radio. Talk radio to change the world.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.